Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Today, we're sitting down with Jake and Gino as co-founders of the Rand family of companies, which includes Jake and Gino, Rand Property Management, Rand Partners, Rand Development, Rand Cares, and the 100-year real estate investor. They're experienced investors and multifamily operators who've been utilizing the dual asset strategy, which we're going to dive into in this upcoming training. Our relationship with Jake and Gino began as one of their companies, Rand Partners, grew, and they saw a need for a private portal solution to help manage fundraising and investor relations. And most recently, we were one of the sponsors at their yearly conference, the Multifamily Mastery Live in Orlando, that hosted 850 entrepreneurs in real estate.
Well, Jake, appreciate you having us on today. I think that it's been a great relationship working with you, and definitely the platform has been a lifesaver in many instances, because we are far from a tech organization, and we rely heavily on folks like yourself and Groundbreaker to, you know, help us succeed day in and day out and manage our investor base. And it's been a blessing. And you know, I don't want to get too far into it, but you know, the offering is competitive in the marketplace. I think it's a very competitive offer, and the functionality has really helped us out. So appreciate you, appreciate Groundbreaker, and very excited to share this opportunity with your folks today.
Yeah, thanks for coming on board and being a great customer. We love having you guys, and pleased to be able to share this this part of your business with our audience.
This is one of Gino's passions here, so we're gonna dive into it. So
Jake, we're going to be talking about investing in real estate, utilizing the dual asset strategy. And I just want to say one more thing about the relationship. I mean, a lot of our Jake and Gino community members have gone onto the Groundbreaker platform. And for anybody out there who's considering syndication, don't put that piece off. Investor relations, having a customer journey, a customer experience, you need that. You need to think of yourself as an entrepreneur. You are starting another facet of the business. Rand Partners is one facet of our investment business where we need to cater to our investors. Crucial that you get on with a company like Groundbreaker to help you with that part of the business. Jake, let's jump into this thing.
Yeah, I just want to piggyback on that a little bit, Gino, because I think early on in our career, you know, sometimes we waited too long to get the right software or to systematize. So guys, I think one of the biggest mistakes starting out is waiting too long to get either the right partners or the right people on board. So don't make the same mistake that we did. But, you know, just as Jake was alluding to, there's a little picture from Multifamily Mastery 4. Phenomenal event. Great time seeing everybody out there. And looking forward to another big one here in 2022, right, Gino?
November 5th and 6th, 2022. We're shooting for 1,200 attendees at the Gaylord Palms. I'm sure the Groundbreaker crew is going to be out there as well.
A++.
So what is the dual asset strategy? Very simply, it's just leveraging the cash value inside a whole life insurance policy to invest in real estate. Now, Jake and I are going to dive into what that looks like. But for all you entrepreneurs out there, we have $1. How do we utilize that dollar? I was taught normally to save that dollar, save it for an event. That to me was my mindset early on. That is the middle class mindset. You're saving for retirement. You're saving for college, whatever that may look like. When I met Jake, started buying real estate, let's stop saving for an event. Let's start saving to buy an asset. I started learning the rules of money. Money is just a game. And that was a big rule for me. Let's start saving money to buy an asset, which will allow you to pay or to utilize that money for that event. I've got 6 children. My first one's already graduated college. Guess what? I didn't save for her college. I bought a little apartment complex that paid for her college. Same thing. My son is a sophomore right now. He's getting his college paid by that same asset that we bought 10 years ago that is actually paying for the college. So there's the first mind shift, is you're not just saving money for an event. You're saving money to buy an asset. Now, let's take that one step further. You have that $1. What I've learned over the last few years is to take that $1, I'm repurposing that $1 into a whole life policy. We're going to get into this a little bit deeper as we go on in the slides. Putting that dollar, you're utilizing that dollar and you're getting 2 uses from that dollar. We call that the velocity of money, putting it in a whole life policy, then being able to pull that money out, borrow from that policy, and go out and buy the real estate. as you're operating the real estate, you're making cash flow on the real estate, you're able to cash flow, pay the loan back on the whole life policy. And then guess what? You're left with two assets from the $1. Now, what I love about the strategy, Jake and I can go on and talk about this for the next 3 hours, but real simple, it's called long-termism. We love to talk about generational wealth, but we also talk about generational skills, and legacy wealth. And this really, you know, combines that legacy wealth and that legacy long-termism. You need to have a long-term strategy. And for all of you listening on this, you're all entrepreneurs. You're all multifamily real estate investors. You know the long strategy works. This is how you create wealth. And this strategy, the dual asset strategy, is just perpetuating that long-termism.
Yeah. And if you're a real estate investor, you take full responsibility for everything that comes into your universe. It's a full contact sport. I think the key here is looking beyond yourself at times. Basically, you're able to have your cake and eat it too. You're able to still invest in these deals, mm-hmm. still utilize the cash value from the policy, but also protect your family from the long term. And I think that's why this is so important. It gives you the opportunity to say, I live my life a certain way now. And when I pass, for my loved ones, we're going to be able to continue on with that and create liquidity events. So more to come from Gino on that.
And Jake, just to finish that thought, we like to discuss, you know, personal financial engineering. This is what it's all about. We're engineering our lives personally and financially for the long term. Like I said, I have 6 kids. I have an estate. When I leave this earth, I want to be able to have them protected. So I'm engineering my life today. I'm getting that $1 today. I'm utilizing it for two functions. And when I, like I said, once we pay that cash value off, I'm left with those two assets. The whole life insurance policies are offered by the 100-year REI. They're specially designed. They're specially designed, mutually owned life insurance companies. They work harder towards achieving your financial objectives, no matter what they may be. For me, I've also taken policies out of my children. I don't want to have money in the bank earning 0.2%. To me, that's not even keeping up with inflation. Once you take away inflation and taxes, I've actually taken policies on all of my children. You can take policies out on a key man, a key person. We can have a business where we have buy-sell agreements with partners, structuring that personal financial engineering. If you have a partner, and what happens if one of the partners passes away? Well, the other one can take the business and the other one gets the insurance. So there are so many ways to personally financially engineer your life. I wish we could go through all that on this call, but if you haven't started thinking about your legacy and thinking about engineering what's going on in your life, it's really important that you start right now. Start with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey likes to say. What do you like to see at the end of your life? And from there, start personally engineering your life towards that vision.
Yeah. And the great thing about these, you can see that they're specifically designed for real estate professionals. That's all we do. These are policies, whole life policies, mm-hmm. only for the real estate investor. That's all we do. We specifically hone in with our strategy just for the real estate investor. So they're able to get more cash earlier on to reinvest it into multifamily assets, being left with the policy and the asset. That's the key to the strategy.
We can dive into the buy right, manage right, and finance right. I'll let Jake take this because this is his passion. He came up with this sitting on the grass one day. He was cutting the yard and he's sitting out there and he sees a wheelbarrow and it just hit him. That epiphany, as we like to say, that manifestation, that intuitive clarity that he had.
Well, guys, the key here is that, you know, once you open your policy up, you're going to go out and you're going to find an investment to lever the money and put it into. And we believe in sound real estate investing. So what does that look like? We believe in buy right, manage right, and finance right. Those are the three keys to sound apartment investing. It's what we practice day in and day out. Now, on the buy side, I think the key is having specifically designed parameters. Okay, what kind of return are you looking for? What market are you looking to get into? What type of asset? What's the vintage? On and on and on. You need to have your metrics dialed in. That way you're going to see more deal flow. You're going to be able to work with brokers more closely so that when an asset comes up that fits your parameters, you're going to be able to work together and get the deal done and know that you're going to close on it. This is a huge mistake that so many people make. They're not dialed in enough on the parameters and they're floundering because they don't have clarity. Okay. I want to touch on the finance right component for a minute. We're long-term buy and hold investors. Maybe that doesn't work for everybody. Some people get floating loans. Some people get, you know, some stuff that allows for an earlier exit. Okay. Shorter prepayment penalties. We buy for the long-term. Same thing with the 100-year real estate investor. We want, you know, long-term fixed rate financing so we can take that interest rate risk off the table, non-recourse loans. That's where we like to settle into. So ultimately what we do is we buy right. We hone in when you know, we underwrite 100 deals. We find one that works. We seize the opportunity. We finance it right for the long-term. you push the buy and the finance off the table, and you can hone in on the management. Okay. That's the wheel of the wheelbarrow day in and day out. It's what we do every day to perfect our customer journey and our customer experience, so our residents have a wonderful place to call home. That's the framework that marries perfectly with the 100-year real estate investor strategy, because it's all based on the long term and providing high value for the end users.
Jake, do you mind if I just jump in a few seconds on that?
Sure.
Buy right parameters? Because for those of you out there that are looking for your first deal or that are expanding your portfolio, to us, this is crucial. When you're looking at a property and you're looking to underwrite a property, please focus on what your exit strategy is, because it's always different. Some deals you can buy and hold and refinance. Some deals you can buy and hold for the long term. Some deals you're actually out there and just trying to flip the deal. You're always looking at what your exit strategy is. And the next thing on that buy right component, what Jake talks about with certain criteria, this is what I want you to focus on, what your criteria is, because all criteria is all different. And the beautiful thing is, as entrepreneurs, we're always evolving. That first deal that Jake and I bought 10 years ago, we're not buying that deal today. Market cycles changed. Our goals have changed. Our experience levels have changed. What I want you to focus on in the buy right criteria is select the market. Maybe, especially when you're starting out, select one you need to focus on. Like Jake said, if you don't have that clarity, you don't have them, you're going to lack that motivation, and you're not going to know how to understand that market. So please, first thing is to select the market. The next thing is select the submarket of where you want to be. Let's get really granular here. What is the median income of the area that you're looking at? What year, what type of build are you looking for? Is it brick? Is it wood? Or is it pitched roofs? The age of the asset's also going to be relatively important, especially in this part of the market cycle. Is it going to be an older asset or a newer asset? Unit size, how many units are you looking for in that asset? Unit mix, one bedrooms, two bedrooms, three bedrooms. Are you looking for amenities? Right now, Jake will tell you washer, dryer hookups are all the rage in multifamily. What's your cash on cash return projections are you looking for? What cap rates are you looking for? What debt service coverage ratio? Get really granular, because when you get granular, what happens is you've got it, you send it over to the brokers, and the brokers will look for that deal. And when they're able to look for that deal, they know that you have that credibility and they will call you with that deal. So it's really, really important when you're out there, set up that buy right criteria on the front end. And as I said, it's going to evolve because market cycles change, your experiences change, your goals change. So keep revising it and make sure that you focus on your buy right criteria.
Yeah, this is essentially just a guide. So anytime that you're going through it, you set your buy right criteria. Does this deal hit my metrics? It gives you the ability to give yourself the green light. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the finance right, same thing with the manage right.
Now let's go over some of the benefits of using the dual asset strategy. First one is liquidity. What I love about it is you can borrow against the cash value while still capturing the growth as if you've never touched the money in the policy. And for me, this is really hard to get over. I'm having to borrow my own money. But when you think about it long-term, you have that money in the bank at risk that's sitting there earning a paltry return. You're able to put it into a whole life policy.
You're actually losing with inflation right now.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. I mean, this is we're utilizing this as a cash management tool with all of the additional benefits, the protection of the money. You're talking about the estate planning of the money, having guaranteed returns. One thing I like to, you know, caution everybody, we've been taught by Wall Street and the media out there and CNBC that every single one of your dollars needs to be at risk. I learned that the hard way, it doesn't. And there's a word that we use in real estate called CapEx. You need to have capital expenditure reserves. And Jake and I utilize cash value whole life insurance as that CapEx for that rainy day. You remember back in March of 2020 when the world was ending? Well, we had CapEx reserves. I had my whole life policies with cash value. If I needed to go out and borrow against that, it was a liquidity in the short term. When I made that money back, I can pay the cash value back and I make the policy whole. So liquidity is key. I think for any investor out there, the three tenets for an investor is leverage, liquidity, and control. And that's why I love these policies, because it does give me the liquidity to tap into whenever I need it. Diversification. I love this. You know, whole life is not an investment. It's an asset. And what do the wealthy invest in? They invest in assets. If I'm going out and I'm going to invest in stocks, let me go invest in stocks. If I'm going to invest in real estate, let me invest in real estate. Where do I keep my money? Where do I keep my cash? I keep it in these whole life policies, so I'm able to borrow out of it.
We keep it really simple at Jake and Gina. We invest in apartment buildings. We invest in our business, like our property management or development company. We invest in whole life insurance. I mean, guys, it's diversification. You know, we might buy some A properties, we might buy some B properties, we might buy some Cs. We keep it simple though. I mean, it's basically diversification of the things that we know. Okay. We get good at this stuff and we just kind of keep duplicating the process over and over again. We keep it very simple, but it's also very profitable for us.
And Jake, we had a podcast with a doctor named Dr. John DeMartino. I don't remember if you remember the podcast, but he said something that was eye-opening to me that no one really says. Creating wealth is supposed to be boring. And it's that's so what it boring. Has been for us the last few years. We're investing in apartments. We're investing in our infrastructure, in our different companies. We're putting the extra money we have in these whole life policies, and it's growing slowly. And you look back 5 years from now, you end up having 1,000 units. You don't know how it happened. You need to focus and not have that shiny object syndrome. Get really good at that niche, whether you're fixing and flipping homes, doing single family, multifamily, whatever it is, focus on that and that will grow.
You can hang in there in multifamily, figure out how to become a good operator and hang in there with these deals, hang in there with the whole life. Over time, you will do very well for yourself. And I'll give you an example. Second deal that we bought, rents were $350. Okay. $350. Rents are $995 right now, plus rubs. Okay. We're very low levered on that deal. Very low loan to value. When we refi it in, you know, 6 years from now, whenever the term is up, we're not going to go and pull a ton of money. We're going to keep that loan to value low. We're going to continue paying it down, because what you see is the asset price goes up, the mortgage starts to go down, the owner draws increase. We repurpose the money into more deals. Okay. Mm-hmm. You add some whole life in there as well. This is a tremendous wealth building strategy for those that are patient. It's not the get there-itis. It's not the shiny object syndrome. 5, 10, 15 years down the road, you'll be thanking us.
Mm-hmm. Tax advantages. You're able to access that cash value inside your policy in a taxed favored manner.
Yeah. And here's the thing you want to talk about, you know, really managing it well, look at some life insurance trusts as well down the road, because that it gets very interesting at that point. Tie that in with your multifamily and your cost segregation. You're playing the game at a higher level, folks.
And, you know, it continues with this tax advantage. You can read this screen right here. But one thing I really should mention is if you're striving to be wealthy, you really need to look at what the wealthy are doing. When you look at Bank of America, it's called bank-owned life insurance or corporate-owned life insurance. Look at their balance sheets. I mean, Bank of America's balance sheet, I remember looking at the most recent one that I've seen was in 2015. They had $20 billion in a whole life insurance cash value. They had $3 or $4 billion in stocks and bonds, and I think they had $9 billion in real estate. They don't need to have all of their dollars at risk. They need to be
liquid. Like the exact opposite of the average American being, you know, plowed into the 401k, right? Well, no, but let's be honest, right? That's the complete opposite of your average W-2 worker, right?
And, you know, not to be political here, but Mr. Joe Biden, current president of the United States, you look at his balance sheet, $7 million in cash value life insurance. So you need to look at the wealthy. If you want to be wealthy, you need to be doing what the wealthy are doing. If you want to be poor, you mirror what the poor are doing. And it's not really a class.
Figure out the game, right? You got to figure out the game, right?
Exactly. And, you know, Joe Biden's been alive for a long time. He's well into his 70s. It's taken him a long time to build that up. But it is a long-term mindset. And you know what? He's geared himself. He's personally financially engineered his life to be able to give that money to his children. He's done it in a thoughtful way. So I always love to look at what the wealthy are doing. The banks and the corporations have billions and billions of dollars of this safe asset that they're utilizing for short-term and for the longer-term obligations. Financing big ticket items. Like I just said,
like what you talked about, the CapEx, I think is a great example for real estate investors.
Yeah. Right? And Jake, I remember sitting in March of 2020. Do you remember we were sitting in our Q1 meeting? Our coach there is freaking out saying, what's going to happen? Grant Cardone's laying off half of his workforce. It seemed like it was
We had a systems coach, just to give you some background on the story. So Gino and I are big proponents of coaching. We hire a lot of different coaches, and we were going through a systems coach at the time. And the guy was literally came in during the height of COVID and was freaking out. And I remember before the meeting, I said to him, I said, look, everyone's a little on edge. We need to come in cool, calm, collect. And the guy starts out, the world is ending here. Right? That was like the first thing that he said. And I'm like, all right, dude, literally you're fired. Like he was fired. Like we literally fired him after that. Great guy. I mean, we got a ton of value from the coaching, but we couldn't have that. But there was a lot of freakouts going on. And one of the advantages is not only do we carry a lot of cash and reserves to make sure the capital expenditures are there, we can always cover if a roof needs to get done, et cetera. We also have a backup there in our whole life policy. So that's there as well. But I want you to tell a story even more so, because you wouldn't be in the position that you are today if you didn't have your whole life policy on our third deal. I want you to share that a little bit about Park Place.
Yeah. Yeah. And for us, for me, I was tapped out on a third deal. It was a massive deal.
Cash
for us.
Strapped, right?
I mean, yeah. We had done two deals and
I borrowed 10 grand from my grandparents at the time.
And 3 months after that second deal that Jake was talking about, it's the third deal's up. Yeah. I have my home equity line of credit out. I wish my grandparents were as rich as Jake's. Mine weren't, to be honest with you. So I went to them, but
I don't know if 10 grand is rich, but okay.
Hey, richer than mine. And I said, where am I going to get the money? And then it dawned on me. I've got cash in my policy. I can borrow it out. I had done it several years prior. I bought a couple of duplexes on my own. That's how I started out my real estate career, by using my cash value in my whole life policy, because I was smart enough and I was lucky enough to surround myself with financial planners 15 years ago telling me, why are you putting money into a 401k? Why are you directing money into a government plan that you don't know what the rules are going to be when you retire, when you don't have that opportunity cost? I was 33 at the time. That's 25 years away. You are losing 25 years worth of opportunity cost to be able to utilize that money from a 401k. So I was actually smart enough, surrounded myself with smart people, and I diverted that money into the whole life policy. So when this third deal came, I was able to withdraw that money and utilize it as part of that down payment. 18 months later, we refinanced that property. I was able to pay that whole life policy off. Would not be here without that policy. And also, we had to get a letter of credit on that third deal. Afterwards, $75,000 letter of credit. And I said to myself, wow, where am I going to get this money? Banker looked at me and goes, well, you can collateralize the cash value. You don't even have to take the cash value out and take a loan out. I said, great, done. Would not be here without that. So always think about that opportunity cost as investors, because once you're presented with that opportunity, if you don't have the funds, you're not going to be able to take advantage of that opportunity.
And here's the deal. Gino got a larger equity stake in that property than I did. Oh. And he makes on average about $40,000 a year more just on that one property than I do. So if I would have been smarter like the G Dad back in the day and had a policy to borrow, I'd be a little bit wealthier. So, you know, no envy here, but damn, it would be nice, right?
Not doing too shabby, my friend. Not doing too shabby. So creditor protection. Each state has its own rules involving the protection of life insurance cash values. In general, most states allow for some or all the policy's cash value to be protected from creditors. You know, if the IRS comes knocking, they freeze your bank accounts. And guess what? You're not freezing the whole life policy. Just think about that creditor. That's an amazing advantage for you to have. You are becoming your own banker. You are controlling the flow of funds. That's what us as investors want to do. We want to be able to control the flow of those funds.
I got your next book, pal. It's Gino's Guide to Asset Protection. Move to Florida and get a whole life policy. We keep it simple around here, right?
Yes. Keep it simple and let's make it tasty, Jake.
That's
Jake.
Right. Yeah. No, guys, really appreciate everyone being here today. If you want to learn more, again, our team is solely focused on the real estate professional, real estate investors, and making sure that we're getting the right companies to structure these policies the right way to give you access to your cash quicker so you can reinvest that money when the deal of your dreams comes up, put the money back in, you're left with the policy, protecting your family, giving you chances for liquidity, and also you're able to get that asset. Thus, the dual asset strategy. You turn $1 into two, as the G-Dad likes to say. Jake, we really appreciate you allowing us to come on today. And Gino, great job as always. So thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Jake. Thanks, Jake. Two Jakes on call. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys. That was a very educational presentation. I'll have to look into this myself.
We got your back. So anytime.
Yeah.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.